If you don't ever say anything about yourself, and if you don't know who you are, you better go to the Word to find out who you are. And then you say about yourself what God has said. Don't say about yourself the problem you having, or the stuff are coming against you, other people's opinion about you. Don't you allow that. You get the Word in you strong enough, big enough, great enough, because the Word can handle any situation, any circumstance, any persecution, anything that will cause you shame, anything that would discriminate against you. The Word of God can handle it. If you get it in your heart and put it in your mouth, you'll turn that thing around. You'll stop that thing of coming against you. You can turn that thing around, and you rise up in the midst of your trouble and stand with joy in your heart, a shout of victory in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So then, but what says that the Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart? If you will go ahead and put up Mark, if we'll go ahead and put up Mark 4 and 2, the Gospel of Mark, if y'all can get that up, the Gospel of Mark. I'm going to switch over. I'm going to read a little from the King James, but I'm going to switch over to the Passion Translation, because it just gives it passion. I want you to hear. You, say me. Say this. I'm the one that determine where my life will go and what happens in my life. Not another. Me, myself, and I. I'm the one. Other may try. But I have the choice. I have the power. And I have the authority. No matter what is spoken against me, I choose what happened in my life. And I will not give that to another. See, some people have given that to another person. Let them rule them, dominate. I've seen people been ruled by others, and you can see some people so beat up, so troubled in life, so fearful, so miserable, that you can take charge. Hallelujah. If you hear what I'm saying today, somebody dominating you, somebody abusing you, just like the story told by that little guy having faith look funny, and they're going, if he get this Word, then he can turn that around. I'm telling you. Yes, he can turn it around. But see, somebody have said some things to him, and he was more conscious of his faith, how it looked funny, than who's on the inside of him. You get God on the inside of you, he can change your faith. Now, we listen to words and say, well, you know, I'm shy. Just keep holding on to shy. That's what I did for so many years. I'm shy. You know what? You know where I wind up? Shy. You know, I used to stand preaching to people and my knee was trembling. It said, knocking together. I said, who are you? That's what I say now. I know who's in me. Amen. Not that I'm cocky, I'm just confident. I believe the God on the inside of me is bigger than you. Amen. But have you got it? All right, here we go. I'm going to read a little from the... We're talking about framing your world. And he taught them many things by parable. It's verse 2. And he said unto his, and he said in his doctrine. What is doctrine? It's Jesus teaching and instruction. It's what he taught, what he instructed people to do, and it's a guideline you follow. And Jesus' doctrine proved everything he said was true. Come on. He taught. The scripture said he went about the cities and villages preaching and teaching and healing. Teaching, preaching, and healing. If his teaching wasn't true, if his preaching wasn't true, there wouldn't have been no healing follow what he taught. Come on. But because what he taught and what he preached was the truth, then the healing manifests. In other words, what he said manifests in the lives of people, in their bodies. Hello? It manifests. So listen. So he said, hearken. I'm about to teach you something now. Listen. Hearken means listen. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. Y'all in the house? And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowl of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on where? Stony ground, where it had not much earth. And what happened? Immediately it sprang up. Huh? And because it had no depths of earth, verse 6, but when the sun was up, it did what? Scorch. And because it had no root, it withered away. Huh? Verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorn did what? Grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Other fell on good ground, and did yield what? Fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth. Some what? 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Children, youth, adults, do y'all have ears today? Can y'all hear what the Lord is saying? Yeah. I'm switching over to the passion. Let me see that I'm in the right chapter. I want to make sure. I want to be reading something. He said, in verse 8, some yielded 30, some 60, some even 100 times as much as was planted. Now listen to this. Verse 9, passion. If you understand this, then you need to respond. If you understand this, notice he said, a sower went forth to sow. You got to hear this. A sower went forth to sow, and he sowed seed. That was the wayside, the pastor said, the beaded path. There was the stony ground. The pastor says, gravel. Then the third soil was the kind that took on the cares of the world. And the last one was the good soil. Now listen up.